Are we on the air?
No.
Okay.
I Love Theology Podcast, brought to you by the good folks at Distinctive Diamonds. The show you're listening to is rated R for religion. No cuss words on this program.
All right, whatever.
I'm a purist.
Flip us on.
I like pig's feet.
Flip them off.
I love this.
Yes, it is great. You can leave, you can come back. No pressure.
Have you heard of Aria Grande at Starbucks?
Actually, I'm not having intercourse.
Hashtag get weird.
I'm sorry. Make sure you edit that out. I'm embarrassed.
It's not going to be your average Bob and Tom today, boys.
All right, everybody. The show is on the air.
So wherever you listen to this podcast, it could be evening, it could be night, it could be morning, you could be having breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or maybe an afternoon snack, but it's still the Pub Theology Podcast, episode 28!
Oh, 28.
It's so good. It's so good to be back. I'm Dave Smiley, one of the DJs locally here in Indianapolis.
28.
28. 28. They're trying to do the Wolf of Wall Street.
I just can't do it. I can't get that
chest bump.
We don't promote that movie, but
no. Aaron, introduce yourself,
my friend. McConaughey. This is Aaron Pelsu. I'm a worship leader, musician, singer-songwriter here from Indianapolis.
Aaron over on the Eastern mic, and I am Darren Earlywine, known as the Pub Pastor, creator, founder, and just all-around good guy of Pub Theology, Indianapolis.com. I'm on the Southern mic, and over to our Western region, it's...
My name is Eric Maitland. I work at Best Buy.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Man, that's an upgrade.
Wow.
It's a new thing.
Discount.
No, I wish I worked at Best Buy. No, I play with the band Milo Rickshaw. It is a comedy folk band.
Yes.
Most people don't get the joke. I also lead worship at Mercy Road Church.
Hey-o!
And my wife and I travel and play music sometimes, too.
You're like hippies.
We're like hippies.
Do you guys have an RV?
We have an RV.
Is that bad? Really?
Does that make us like carnies?
It's for sale, right?
I mean,
it's for sale. If you would like a Fleetwood Bounder, I'm just joking.
That sounds nice. What year is that?
It's a good band name, Fleetwood Bounder.
I think so too. What year is your?
It's a 2000, so it's only 15 years old now.
Wow. Okay.
Corian countertops, though.
Is it a travel trailer or is it a
diesel pusher Class A?
Wow.
I love the slide out.
It's a real deal.
Yeah.
Podcast 28. Where are we going with this?
Oh,
have you always had that bald spot in your chin?
No, you know what? I wanted to bring that up in the podcast. I know it's a weird thing because no one can talk.
You see this perfect circle?
Yeah, see this here?
I might take a picture of it.
You can't see it. Yeah, take a picture and we got to get this in life.
What happened there?
I don't know. So,
just took a picture. On-air picture.
There's like no whiskers in there.
Yeah, so the other day, I trim up the beard, and as I trim down to the closer to my face region, there is literally, see this right here?
Yeah, I do.
Did you burn yourself?
I know. It's literally a perfect circle right to the, on the right side of my jaw. There's hair there, but it's gray. So I don't know if I accidentally touched my face with bleach or what happened. I didn't used to have a perfect circle space in my
beard. Did you say, I touch my face?
So did you take it all out because it's gray?
No. I just shaved. I trimmed.
But it's really that short?
That's it. No. I trimmed my beard yesterday.
But it's not gray. It's not just gray. There's no hair.
Darren, it's like a crop circle on your face.
I have crop circles on my face. Look at this.
Yeah.
It's like a scar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like I have a couple scars on my chin.
It's not cool, man.
But it wasn't there before. It's odd. Here's going to be my hypothesis is I touched my...
Did Julie like put a cigarette out on your face?
I hope not. I don't know what I'm doing when sleeping. Maybe my dog did it. He sleeps on the pillow. Smiley called me the other night at 11:30. FaceTime from Dave Smiley. You ever get FaceTime by Dave Smiley at 11:30?
Never in my life.
Well, when it happens, you think to yourself, oh, Smiley's butt, calling me. He's got his phone in his pocket and he's accidentally called me. So, but then you kind of like, I don't know. So I guess I should answer.
Yeah.
So then you answer.
It's like God calls. You got to answer.
You
got
to call, right? So I'm in bed. I answer the phone. And my dog, Theo, is sleeping on my pillow like he does. And Julie's almost asleep next to me. And it's not an accidental call. It's Dave full on awake, ready to chit chat about the deeper things of life. So I wake up, turn the light on. And he's like, what is in bed with you? And I'm like, Dave, that's my wife.
Dog.
Really? Are you doing that? Oh, just kidding.
No, it was your wife.
He says, do you have a possum in your bed?
Oh, my gosh.
And it was Theo the dog.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask him about, because I went to church to, the Mercy Road. Yeah.
Hey,
so,
hey,
boom, that's your church. And Pastor Darren was talking about, like, listen, we're going to take 3 minutes out of the service, so you sit there and listen for God to talk to you.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was cool. Seemed pretty cool. I listened. There was nothing there. Yeah.
Until 11:30, then he finally kicked in, and you were like, "Oh, cool. I just heard something."
No, because I talked to my wife about it when we were driving home. He's like, "Did you hear anything?" He said, "No, I didn't. Did you hear anything?" So then we just like, okay, you know, well, I'm not mad about it or anything. Maybe I'm not going to give up on this listening for God.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
And I mean, I was, you know, and the music was playing. They said, like, bring, you know, the hippie girl up for keys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like her, whoever that is.
Yeah, yeah.
The hippie girl at Mercy Road. The girl that played the keyboard.
Yeah, we call it the pre-ano whenever you
pre-ano.
Do it. Yeah, when you're supposed
so
to
you play
it.
The music. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I've always been a fan. It's like, that's really cool. It
well,
just fits.
You're just luckily we didn't bring up the cryolin.
Oh, not the cryolin.
It would have been over, dude.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Too much.
Yep.
So the what is it?
Pre-ano?
Pre-ano.
Pre-ano.
Yeah.
The pre-ano was playing.
Yes.
And so 3 minutes we sat there and, you know, just kind of hung out in a little bit and then, you know, nothing really happened. But I was, you know, I was sad that, you know, that I didn't find anybody for Darren because I was like, well, Darren didn't do a good job. So
missed the boat on that one.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah, yeah. So I talked about it on the air, and then what happened next? Oh, then so we just continued to talk about it a little bit, and then we just wanted to. I felt like you said something like, "Listen, maybe your faith is not strong enough," and I didn't like the way that was presented, and so I didn't want Sarah to feel bad. It was her fault. Then I was like, "Listen, I'm going to call Darren right now and like clear this up."
Nice.
He would have never said your faith is not strong enough. You're fine with your faith. Whatever. You're not a terrible person. So I called him up. Now he said, "No, that's what I said. Your faith wasn't strong enough." So I was like, "Well, that backfired."
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I was like, "I'm sorry, Sarah." And then hang up with this guy quickly. Let them do their Valentine's Day lovemaking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
it sounded like
sleeping.
The dog was in the bed, but
they were sleeping.
It wasn't a lot of.
Anyway, if you want to talk to someone after midnight, just call me, Smiley.
No, it's
I'm up and alert.
It's a great segue. What I thought one of our topics could be for this time around for episode 28.
We're watching a woman in a shower.
Yeah, I don't know what is happening on the view over here.
That's not the view. That's Dr. Oz. Yeah. Oh, that's what you were looking at. I thought you were looking at something go over on my body. So
very distracting.
I thought you were checking
at your
me
watch.
Out.
I was trying to figure out what was.
It's a pebble. It's a smartwatch. Go ahead, because I want to hear it more about.
Pebble.
So good segue.
It's a pebble.
I've never wear anything called a pebble. First of all,
it's a smartwatch.
Like, give me a stone or a rock, but I'm not going to wear a
pebble.
Pebble's
not great. Yeah.
So anywho, we could talk. I thought the topic today could be, and I thought we could. This is, I think, a very popular or a really needed conversation, right? Of this idea of hearing God. Because I did when I was at Mercy Road last month, I had a chance to speak there and just put a little 3 minute timeout saying, "Hey, listen, here's what I'm preaching, kind of teaching about God's love in this, and so let's take a minute and see what God might say to you." And I think one of the key things and the most, I think, unique things about being a follower of Jesus, who, you know, I believe is the true living God, is that he actually will speak to you and guide you in your life. But it's kind of a wacky thought, and I think very misunderstood of, like, okay, well, is God going to speak to you? And you're like waiting for like the heavens to open and it being like, "Eric, take the job."
Yeah.
Which, you know, is not something that happens very often. So, yeah, you know, Dave, you know, FaceTiming was like, "Hey, we had this conversation." And I will say I had an unfortunate use of the word enough. I hate the word enough, especially when it has anything to do with God, because you can't really do anything enough. Like, it's like, "Hey, I don't pray enough." Well, when would you pray enough to, like, be okay with, like, "Hey, God came to earth, died for your sins to give you eternal life. So when do you ever repay that one?" Like, you can never pray enough, or you can never have enough faith, or you can't, you know, read the Bible enough. There's no enough quotient because you're always in debt to it. That's the beauty of this thing called grace, right?
That's like making money. I'll never make enough money.
True. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll agree with that.
I'm your father.
My abs are ripped enough.
No, not enough. There's in fact not even good enough.
There is no enough. So we were on air on the Smiley Morning Show, and Smiley brought that up, and then Will asked me about that, and I said, "Well, actually, Will, I believe that if you have enough faith, that the living God will actually speak to you and guide you in your life."
Yeah,
I didn't mean to say enough. I just meant to say, if you have faith, like if you actually believe that God's alive and he does want to guide and direct you and speak to you, that you can learn to hear his voice and hear from him. But it came off sounding like I was saying, if you don't have enough, then it doesn't happen for you. So it's not like a performance issue or like you didn't do well enough like that, but just that you have to get to the place of actually believing, okay, like I believe that you can actually speak to me and that your heart, you know, that God's heart for me is that he wants to guide me in my life. But it is kind of a complex thing, this idea that God will actually speak to us. So I thought, you know what? We've got a good collection of years trying to follow Jesus, trying to figure out how do I know when God's saying anything to me or guiding and directing me. So what does it look like, or what does it sound like, if you will, to actually hear from God? Because, I mean, Eric, you've, you know, done massively huge things, like leave your whole life in America to live in India for years. You've come back. You've gotten married. You traveled around as a carny forever. And
it was nice, yeah.
Oh, my.
I mean, Aaron, you've gone through, traveled the world. You've done stuff. You've, changed jobs. You've changed career. Recently, you made a major shift from, working within the church to stepping out to doing this. You've, followed God into these multiple adoptions. I mean, there's been a lot of adventures we've been on, and, mm-hmm. and I think we would say, like, you know what, I think God led me through this, or I feel mm-hmm. like I've heard from him. And we say those kind of things, but, like, personally, I've never audibly heard the voice of God, right? Like, there's never been a moment where it was like, Darren, don't do it, or whatever. But I feel like I have developed this sensitivity to kind of like what the Bible talks about. Actually, I think it's in the Bible, the still small voice of the Spirit. Or would you make that up? Is that in the Bible? Or
that's just, in the Bible, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, when Elijah, or was it Moses, Darren? You're going to have to correct me.
All right, help me out.
Was waiting
yeah.
in the cliff.
These guys are Darren, losers.
Yeah, Aaron can call
us out. They don't even know what they're talking about.
Thank you. Was it Elijah or was it
you
Moses?
You call
or was it
yourself
both?
A pastor.
Moses was in the cleft of the rock. But.
Yes.
Yeah. So the wind blew.
Yes.
But it was not there.
Earthquake.
Yep. Was not there. But at the end, a still small voice came.
It did say still small voice.
A small voice.
Was it Elijah that was...
Was it like midget voice? I'm sorry, PC. But small.
I don't know that it was as high pitch as a midget would be.
He kept hearing the small voice of God. Like,
yep. I have this weird feeling. I have to go back and look now. I'm so glad this is going to be on the air, and I'll have to go check this. Fact check. But I had a feeling it was Elijah and it was Moses, but it might have just been Moses. Anyway,
Moses
keep
was
going.
I think Moses was in the cleft of the rock.
And he climbed Mount Zion. Yeah,
and God covered his face, and he passed by, and he just saw mm-hmm. God's backside, but there was a still small voice.
I think it's neat, though, that Moses wasn't looking for his dream job. He didn't have an agenda. He was just pursuing God. I think that's neat. He was looking to hear from God at a time where he just wanted to know who God was.
Yeah.
And didn't he come down from the mount, and his hair was pure white, like he had seen the presence of God, and it changed his appearance?
Yeah, there was a glow.
Even though his face was covered?
I actually am a witness.
So, Darren, I think there might
be
a small portion of your beard that experienced God.
I think you're right. We've uncovered it. Awesome. Smiley didn't hear from God. Yeah. I didn't necessarily hear anything either, but
my polka dot.
Yeah, my
God's presence.
Yeah, God's index finger touched me in my beard and turned it white and then made all that hair go away.
Well, I think as a pastor person, when you do this whole setup thing and you say, hey, be listening for God here in the next 3 minutes. You set it up for the people that don't know for sure what's going on. It's like, listen, maybe just set it. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like, man, I think if it was me and Sarah, there might have been some other people that are really kind of disappointed. Like, wow, maybe we didn't. We're not good enough. You know.
No, I really actually after we hung up that night, I thought about the whole next day.
Did we make you feel guilty?
No, not guilty, but just I really appreciated the call because I thought, you know what, that I wanted to create that moment because I wanted, and one thing we talked about on the phone that night was, for Dave, it's like, I didn't hear anything from God. But what I thought was good was, a week later, we're still having this conversation, 11:30 in FaceTime with me, and my possum dog sleeping in bed of we're having this conversation. And now on the podcast for all of our listeners, like, can you actually hear from God? And so I think, what I wanted to create in that moment is an expectation, even if it wasn't met, an expectation like, hey, God will lead me in my life. I mean, the word tells us that, Jesus says, that he's the good shepherd and he will lead his sheep and his sheep will know his voice. And I love that picture that within the New Testament that, the kind of the cool thing about sheep is some people don't know this because we're not sheep herders, but sheep herders will actually all, maybe we're all sheep herders, right? We would all bring our flocks of sheep together in a sheep pen to protect them at night. The next morning, the way that we get our sheep out of the sheep pen together is I would stand up.
Shoot at them.
No, with BB guns.
That would definitely get them out.
It's your voice, yeah. I would stand up, and whatever my call was to my sheep, I would call them out. And I've never seen this happen, but I've read about it, is all of my sheep would know my voice, and they would follow me out of the sheep pen. And Jesus uses that illustration to say, listen, I will call my sheep out, and they will know my voice, and they will follow me.
Yeah.
So I wanted to create an expectation, like, listen, you can hear from God. He will guide and direct you that way. But it is, if you've not trained yourself, or you don't know it, or if it's new to you, it can be very disappointing in the thought of, like, hey, I didn't hear anything from God. Maybe he doesn't like me. I didn't hear from God. Maybe I didn't like I said, you didn't have enough faith. I don't want that to be the case.
I'm not
but
good enough.
Yeah, I'm not good enough. So if we've got
Sarah's
listeners,
not good enough, my wife, but I'm definitely good enough. I'm better.
Oh, I hope she listens.
Yeah, no, she doesn't.
She won't
listen. No, to this podcast, if she can. Yeah.
Let's dive into
this. Doesn't listen to my show or this show.
Does, dude, I just mailed her a taser. After you said that, I just did it on my iPhone right now. Yep.
So she's the worst.
Let's have the conversation. How do you hear the voice of God?
That's a great question.
I'm a little fixated on the shepherd's call. Like, if I was a shepherd and I had a bunch of sheep.
That'd be pretty awesome, by the way.
Ooh. And they just come running.
I hear my master.
Yeah. It's go time.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. Maybe you guys don't even know.
That whole analogy, though, is really interesting.
Yeah. Well, I like how honest Smiley was. And I'm just going to say, Darren, during that time, I didn't hear anything particular.
Yeah.
But, man, was it great in a church service to just stop and listen. I think we get so caught up in doing. You know, one of the things that we talk about in a discipleship huddle that I'm in is that sometimes as Christians, we have a tendency to should all over ourselves. Mm-hmm. You should do this. You should do that. You should do this. And I think that
you
we
said should,
it,
right?
Should, yeah. Can I say that
this
on,
is radio.
Can I say that on a podcast?
I don't think so.
And sometimes we should on our friends, too, you know.
We should all over our friends.
Yes. My, yeah. I don't know. I don't want to be a part of this, okay? Yeah. I've got to go.
Yeah, exactly.
I shit my pants.
that's different.
You can shit
remember
your pants.
Remember that commercial?
Yes, I love that.
But think about that, dude. That's what churches teach you to hear. Is you should stop doing this. Mm-hmm. You should start doing this. We teach a knowledge-based culture. We don't teach a wisdom-based culture. And God's voice is the voice of wisdom. And I think just knowing who God is helps us discern his voice. And, you know, somebody told me one time, there's a lot of radio waves, Smiley would know this, in this room right now.
Yeah.
And we can't lock onto those unless we dial into that frequency.
Hmm.
We have to know who God is to know what his voice sounds like. And my father, you know, I think.
So are you saying this. I'm the God of 99.5?
You are the God of 99.5. I'm just going to
hear
it.
The voice of Small G God Smiley. You get to tune in to 99.5.
He beat me to the punch. That was actually the, yeah.
That's where you're going.
No, but, you know, my dad, for instance, growing up, my dad was all about yard work and all this stuff. He hated that we watched TV. So he would like drive up. My brothers and I would turn off the TV, run out in the yard and act like we were raking leaves all the time. So if I heard a voice call up on the phone and say, Eric, hey, it's your dad. Just want to make sure you're watching TV and playing your Game Boy.
Yeah.
Bro, I would know it wasn't my dad. I don't care if it sounded like him. That's not who my dad is.
Yeah.
As Christians, we need to know who our father is to even know what he's saying to us.
Yeah, and I remember I've told people this story multiple times. I feel like one of the times in my life I felt like that I really, you know, I go back saying, man, I heard clearly from the voice of God with this, was I was in college, and you know, my whole life I had this dream of being in a band and, you know, traveling all this stuff, and you know, long story short, we had a band, we were traveling around the country, and there was a member of our group that did some inappropriate stuff within the group, and it kind of ruined it all, right? And so my dream I had my whole life basically was in a big, you know, pile of poop in front of me. And I remember it's January
lead
in
singer.
Indiana. Lead singer.
Those guys are jerks.
Yeah, lead singer disease, LSD. And so anyway, I'm walking home from class, actually. And it's raining, dude. It's sleeting. It's January in Indiana. And, I mean, I'm so sad. And the night before, I had just read in John. And there's a story in John where, like, tons of people were following Jesus, and then he I think maybe it's John 6, if I remember correctly, and it's the passage where he talks about, you know, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can have no part of me, which was really confusing. And people were like, is this guy a cannibal? What's the deal? And obviously he was, you know, kind of foreshadowing into communion and that whole idea. But it says that these, you know, crowds of people were following him. He says this, and tons of people leave. Like, this guy's crazy. We're out of here. And at the end of that passage, it says that Jesus turned around to the disciples, and he said, are you going to leave too? And I remember it says that Peter says, you know, well, where can we go? You know, for you, the Holy One of God, and you have the words of eternal life.
Yeah.
So I remember I had read that the night before, as before I went to bed, and I'm walking home from class, and I'm really sad about the fact that my dream is gone. And, like, I feel like this sense, like, God kind of betrayed me. You know, like, here I am. I moved from Arizona all the way to Indiana. I'm trying to do this whole God thing and this ministry and the band. And here, you know, like, God let me down. It's kind of how I felt, you know, like he had not fulfilled what I wanted him to do with my life. And I didn't hear it audibly, but just in that still small voice, you know, of God's spirit, I had this thought that popped into my head, are you going to leave too? And I remember, like, I mean, I heard that in my head, you know, like, are you going to leave too? And I just read that the night before. And I remember just walking through the sleet and the snow and the cold. And I just started, you know, crying as I was walking. And I said out loud to God, I said, you know, where can I go? You know, because I believe that you're the Holy One of God, and that you truly have the words of eternal life. And, like, it's one of those moments where I didn't hear audibly from God, but I felt like that my time in God's word, and I really do feel like the Bible is the most trusted source we have to hear God's voice. He's revealed himself most powerfully, most consistently in the Bible. And I found, like, so often when I feel like God speaks to me, he speaks to me through the word of God, something that I've read before. Yeah. And that was a moment where it was like, did I hear, you know, audibly God say, are you going to leave too? No. It was, you know, my voice in my head. I mean, you know, we all have, you know, thoughts in our head that we think, but I found in the years that I followed Jesus that there's times where I have thoughts that sound like my voice, but they're either spurred from a time I've read the Bible or something that I know, like you were saying, I know is consistent with the heart of God.
Yeah, with who he is.
That I know, like, I think that's God speaking to me. And sometimes I'm wrong, you know what I mean? But there's other times where through trial and error, I found, like, no, I'm coming to know, maybe like the sheep, you know, mm-hmm. I'm coming to know, like, I think that's God speaking to me. But I think there's always an element where it's kind of a leap of faith, you know?
Yeah.
I hear that voice too.
What does it say,
like,
Dave?
Where am I going? Mm-hmm. No, it's like, go to Scotty's because there are fried pickles there.
Yes.
And really good beer. So, I mean, do you ever get that voice?
Sure. I do get that. I always call that the voice of my tummy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There you go.
I think it's very rarely an audible, like, booming, you know.
I've never actually met anybody that said they've heard an audible voice personally.
But I think a lot of times it's that internal voice that you know is coming from the Father, you know. I've had very few experiences in my life where I felt like God was literally, like, urging me to do something.
Yeah.
And I think there's moments where God urges you to do something or you feel like, I can't ignore this, that I'm supposed to go talk to this person, or I'm supposed to say this, or I'm supposed to, you know. And there's definitely moments where I think you do it, you know, for me, where I've ignored it. I've been like, that's kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
But in the moments where I've actually followed through and been like, okay, this is totally bizarre, but I'm going to say this thing that I feel like God's laying on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like a booming voice in my head. It's just like an urging of the Spirit, like something inside of me is, you know, calling me to do this.
Yeah.
And in those moments when I've done that, there's always been that, like, affirmation from somebody else where it's like, that's exactly what I needed to hear. Mm-hmm. Or I feel the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, I don't know, that's a supernatural thing that the Father puts in us, you know, when we walk with him, where it's like, no, I will speak to you. It just might not always be an audible voice. It might be somebody else affirming what you're hearing, or somebody else speaking to you, you know, the truth of my word or scripture, like you said, obviously, or even through a song. It's like, man, God is like, those three words out of that song is what God is saying to me right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I needed to hear today, you know, was... And I think we have to learn to decipher that and know that those things are obviously good and based in love. And, you know, if it's something that's, you know, harmful or evil or filled with fear, it's obviously not from him. But,
and I feel like too, Darren, that it's not usually obedience driven, to go back to the whole shooting thing we've been talking about earlier.
Not this again.
I know.
This is not appropriate podcast. I never made my point.
Smiley. I got to drive it home.
Rhymes
with pudding. Thank you. I really don't think the voice of God begins with "you should."
Yeah.
Because that's so obedience driven instead of identity driven.
Yeah.
And you did something at Mercy Road that totally went counter obedience driven Christianity.
Yeah.
You did something. You read 1 Corinthians 13. And you replace the word love with God.
Yeah.
That's when I heard from God.
Hmm.
I'm like Smiley. I didn't hear from him when it was silent, but my heart was ready to hear from him. And then you started reading 1 Corinthians, the wedding verse is what we call it.
Yeah. Ooh, I
and
like
you
that.
Started filling it in
love
with God.
Love is not...
love is patient.
Yeah, I wonder if we could do that even on the podcast.
Does
because
not envy.
You'll notice it's not full of, hey, you need to, you should do this, you should stop doing this.
Right.
It was true to who God is. I felt like you had led us to who Jesus is instead of what we need to do about it.
Sure. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. How I read it here, let's see. We'll have a little moment on the podcast this morning, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, starting with verse 4, and I'll replace the word love with the word God, because in 1 John it teaches us that God is love. That didn't help. 1 Corinthians 13, starting with verse 4, it goes like this.
Don't care. Go ahead. Start again. Sorry. 3, 2, 1, go.
If it's not the overt distractions, it's the covert distractions. Anyway, yes, that morning at Mercy Road, so we made this, we kind of created this moment, and then I read this passage. It says this, 1 Corinthians 13, starting with verse 4. God is patient with you. He's kind to you. God is not jealous or boastful. God is not proud or rude. God does not demand his own way. God is not irritable. God keeps no record of being wronged. God does not rejoice about injustice, but he rejoices whenever the truth wins out. God never gives up on you. God never loses faith in you. God is always hopeful for you. God endures through every circumstance. God never fails.
Wow.
Heard that before?
So, yeah, I mean, and I think you're right, Eric, because, like, I wanted to read that morning thinking to myself, like, the majority of people were quiet in that moment and expectant that maybe God's going to say something to me. And I think a lot of times we want, you know, we're looking for that, you know, I heard an audible voice or something. But to step back and say, okay, if I believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God, that this is what he has spoken to us, and we can trust that as the foundation of God speaking to me. Like, if I go through that and say, hey, what did God say to me today? Well, when I read that, what God said to me today was, God is patient with me. Mm. You know, God's not rude. God doesn't force his own agenda on me. God doesn't keep record of my wrongs. You know, whatever of that applied to the situation, or maybe today for you listening to the podcast, so, you know, applies to the situation in which you're in. It's like, that's God speaking to you. That's God guiding and directing. And I think one of the things I've always used is, back in the day, I remember in college being taught that John Wesley was a church leader back in, you know, the 1800s, and he had what he called was Wesley's quadrilateral.
He started the Methodist church, right?
He did start, yeah. People started making fun of the people that followed Wesley because they were so methodical in their discipline. Yep. They started making fun of him, called him a Methodist.
Really?
And now,
I didn't know that.
I thought he started the Wesleyan church.
Nope, he just started leading people to Jesus and started a discipleship movement where they had all these circuit riders that would go around to different towns and start people and then they had bands and tribes. It was a really, really cool system, actually.
I always thought that would be a cool band name. Circuit Rider.
I like that.
Let's see. We should Google that. See if there is one. But he started that, and then people, his detractors started watching how methodically people followed the direction and stuff they did, and they started just kind of, you know, tongue in cheek calling, hey, these are the Methodists. They have followed these Methodists, and now it's called the Methodist Church.
Well, if it has anything to do with it, I mean, I was baptized as an eight-month-year-old child. So
I started as an atheist. I was like, wow.
Yeah, wow.
No, eight-month-year-old
we're all baptized
child.
There.
I mean, I remember it very well.
Yeah.
The pastor put his hand on my head and sprinkled water on me.
Remember none of that?
I don't remember any of it.
No.
But I was baptized as an infant in the Methodist Church.
Were you?
And I, you know, supposedly you're confirmed when you're of age to understand what happened as an infant.
Sure.
But, yeah, it's interesting. I ended up deciding to get baptized again as an adult when I made the decision to repent.
Yeah,
and follow Jesus with my life.
So Wesley's quadrilateral. He talks about the four things you have to really hear God's voice is Scripture, right? Because then you know, like, I don't have to guess on this one. Like, is God telling me to, you know, shoot my neighbor? Like, I feel like I heard God's voice telling me to kill my neighbor.
I don't know, man. I don't love my neighbor. So, that's in the Bible, actually. Hold on. Yeah, I do love the neighbor.
Well done. So, should I kill my? I think God's telling me to kill my neighbor. Well, no, actually, I know. I read.
How about
right
just wound him?
Well, maybe maim.
Sorry, man.
Wound.
There's no maiming neighbors.
Yeah, it's not in there. It's not implicitly implied. So that is, should I kill my neighbor? No. I mean, we know from not guessing that it's right there in the Bible. It says to love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah. So I don't. So you have the scripture. You have reason, right? Which I think God's given us the ability to reason and think through things. It's like if I take the scriptures and I bring reason together with them, you know, I'm going to come to a place of wisdom to understand that. Then taking tradition, so looking back in life, what do I know from people who have been maybe in this situation or guided, direct me in that one? Scripture, tradition, experience, and reason. So I was close, right? So scripture, you know, okay, I think, you know, I know this is what God said from the Bible. Here's the tradition I've, you know, that I have, that I follow, that people would help me with that. Here's the experiences in life that have led me to understand this. And then as I put all that together, here's the, you know, reason or wisdom that that leads me to this decision. And, you know, if you're out there and you're feeling like, you know, I don't know that I've ever heard from God before, I wouldn't sit around and hold your breath to hear some kind of audible booming voice. But I would say, you know, do you know, you know, the heart of God? Do you actually believe that the scripture is inspired by God and you read it and he would guide you in it? And, you know, do you have experience that would meld with that? And as you bring wisdom and wisdom and reason into it, has that set with you? So some thoughts. What's your take, Dave?
Well, I think that, well, there's a lot of that goes into this. I mean, I thought I was just hoping to make it the easy thing was like just going to hear something during the piano music.
Yeah.
And it was going to be pretty simple. It was gonna like, hello, I know you're there.
Dave, it's me.
It's me again.
I love you, Dave.
You've been going to Scotty's quite a bit. Now I don't know. That's an interesting thing to hear. Took a little bit from this, but done with it. Now let's go to Scotty's. Hey, I want to thank everybody. I mean everybody for listening to today's podcast. 28. That's a lot of shows.
We've had quite a few episodes. You know what? Here's the great thing about episode 28 is I check our listenership on the website, and it just keeps going higher.
5 to 6. That's amazing. 5 to 6 listeners now on the podcast. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't it great? Downplays it. You know what? This past episode that we had, the past two.
Thank you. Thank
you. You know what? For the past like 7, 8 episodes, where I
just thanked all our listeners.
We have a strong. We've got a strong 1,000 listenership.
That's pretty good. That's pretty amazing.
About 1,000 folks download the podcast each episode. We want to thank you for that.
We could just get that many people to come to church. That'd be pretty nice.
We'd be winner.
But. No one wants to do that.
I don't know. You're a DJ. Is it listenership a word?
Listenership. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Is it really?
You got it. Nailed it. Been so good. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a good day. Check back here in a couple of weeks.
Oh.
Thank you, everybody. If you want to ask Darren a question for real, go ahead. What's your email? Do you have an email?
You can email it into darren@pubtheologyindy.com, DARON.
Do you have a Twitter account or not?
Yes, you can follow us on Twitter either @pubtheoindy or @thepubpastor. And you can also text us at our 24-hour, 7 days a week.
Whoa.
Prayer line or just question line is at 317-550-5070.
Look for Aaron Pelsu somewhere at a church. Look for this guy, Eric, and Mercy Road Church. Fantastic. We'll see you next time, everybody.
See ya!
Hey, everybody, you're listening to Pub Theology, brought to you by
Distinctive Diamonds. If you're looking to get a ring, a necklace, a bracelet, whatever you need, there's no other place to go than the one, the only, the Distinctive Diamonds.
Yeah!
He loved me enough just to set this sinner free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving me.